Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to our show. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host on Circle Talk. Circle Talk is one of the shows featured on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, or CSNP. The Circle Sanctuary Network podcast team have put together a lineup of rotating shows throughout the month. Mondays feature Lunatic Mondays with host Laura Gonzalez, and she alternates her podcast weeks, 1 week in English and 1 week in Spanish. It can't be Tuesday without Circle Talk, and I'm the host for this fun show on the first and third Tuesday. Wednesdays features Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Are you in the mood for some magic? Then you'll want to tune in on Thursday for Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. We have such a fun and informative lineup of shows, and I want you to scan around and try them all. Tonight on Circle Talk, we're going to have some fun. We'll be chatting with the Thunder Sirens and playing their music. The Thunder Sirens are a multifaceted ceremonial-inspired musical group that combines sound therapy, shamanic ritual, and a variety of styles of music into their performances. Led by Shaman Jay, a vibration sound therapist, all the group members are pagan shamanic practitioners who each lead their own conscious rituals, sound-facilitated journeys, community enriching ceremonies, or drum circles. Their music draws inspiration from each individual's personal experience in their healing journeys, devotion to their spiritual work, and a variety of different ethnic soundscapes, blues, rock, folk, and jazz fusion delivery that make their sound powerful and unique. I have gotten to meet them, I have gotten to attend their concerts, and I've gotten to attend their workshops, and they are all absolutely delightful. And we are going to have fun tonight. So welcome, Thunder Sirens. I will first introduce each other. And tell me like one or two sentences about yourself. And I'll start with Jay. And then Jay picks the next person who goes. And then that person picks the next person. So I'll start with Jay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jay. You may have seen me play handpan at PSG, and I'm also the cutest one in the band.
Hello, I am Crow. I do lead and backup vocals. I am often found in the rhythm section. I am part bird, and I am the cutest one in the band.
Hey, this is Hannah. I'm a lead and backup vocalist. I'm also a baby witch, so what's up to all my beautiful witches out there? And I'm definitely the cutest in the band.
Hey, I'm Brendan. I'm the sax player. And I'm pretty sure, actually, I am the cutest one in the band.
Sean Lenz. I'm the bass man. I am the cutest one in the band.
I'm Randall Shockley. I play guitar and other instruments, and I like to party.
This is Roger. I play guitar and write some of the songs, and I am the cutest one in the band.
I'm Trish Heiduck, and I am a backup vocalist, and I like to shake that rattle around up there. And I can tell you all, without doubt, I am for certain the cutest one in the band.
That's us.
And that's it.
Well, I have attended your workshop, so I actually know who's the cutest, but I won't say it publicly. But I want to say you're all beautiful and
thank
young
you.
And fun. And if you get a chance to go to a festival or PSG where they are playing, I highly, highly recommend their concerts. Their music is wonderful. And so, and we're going to get to hear it tonight. So, waiting for them to produce the CD so we can all buy it. So what's going on with the CD? You're in the process of producing songs now for the CD?
Yeah, we are. We had a good support from last year after we did our concert, and we threw together a fundraiser. So we had tried to figure out what we wanted to do, and we ended up just producing it ourselves. But in the middle of production, you know, COVID hit, and so we weren't able to finish it. And we haven't seen each other since February, really. So we just got together, and we're just trying to get the band back together and figure out the plan and finishing it. So tonight we'll get to hear a little bit of the stuff that we started, and some of them are still a work in progress, and we're working on it for sure. We're about halfway done.
All right. Well, I'm excited. Well, you know what? Let's get it started so everybody gets a taste of you all, and we'll start out by hearing Calling. Wow, that was so wonderful. Tell me about that song. How did that come about?
That song was really inspired just being at PSG and being with all our community, and just really experiencing all the other musicians there. So shout out to our sister band,
Smile Rhythm.
Smile Rhythm. And pretty much all the Bartapalooza experience as well. So that song is pretty much our calling in the spirit, calling the circle, and just getting into the ceremony aspect of our music.
Where does your name come from of your band, Thundersiren?
A few years ago, we went there with our friends and we built a geodesic dome at PSG, and we called our camp Thundersirens, and that just kind of stuck. I was invited there a few years later to do a sound healing workshop, and I had other people that came in with me that also played different instruments, and they asked us, like, what would you like your group to be called? I'm like, you know what, that's our camp name last year, let's bring it in, and people just really gravitate towards us as a group with that. And then when we were asked to play music because another band that was headlining wasn't able to show up, they had some troubles with their engine, mm-hmm. they had asked me and the people that were in my camp, it's like, hey, would you guys like to play music? Because, you know, we're missing this band and we want to give back to the community. So we just kind of rounded up our group and we played what little songs that we kind of jammed together. We've had experience kind of just playing uh-huh. the ceremony to do together. And then they asked us, they introduced us to Thundersirens because that's kind of like what people know us. So it just kind of got stuck with us, and thunder sirens as in the calling of spirit. So that's kind of the meaning of
okay,
that.
Okay, and I've
name.
Attended your workshop and I've experienced it, but tell us what a vibration sound therapist is and a little bit about how you use that for healing. Because it's really, I attended your all's workshop and it was wonderful.
Sure. It's using sound and musical instruments as a way to facilitate a deepening of state. So journeying inwards and letting the sound carry where your consciousness go. And at the same time, we're doing a vibrational bath. Like so it's not just like an internal experience, but also using like rattles and drums, cymbals and gongs to create a wave of vibrations to kind of clear out the energetic body and system and stimulate the nervous system, as well as entraining the brain to that deep state of trance.
And I would say it's very, very, it's very different, but it's very, very healing.
Thank you.
So, well, let's play another song. Let's hear Hummingbird Mountain.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you. That was so lovely. Tell us how that song came about.
This is Randy, no longer Jay. Well, I guess I was the one playing the dulcimer on that, by the way.
It
just kind of all came together pretty quickly. There wasn't really much to it.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. We can hear you.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, so yeah, it didn't really take much to get going. Really, I had like the melody, I guess, on the dulcimer, and then when I introduced it to Jay, we just kind of started having fun with it, adding in singing bowls and rattles and flutes and.
It's our first song together.
Yeah, really, just kind of a big collaborative piece. We're just having fun, really. It's just kind of getting used to recording together, and it just kind of all came together kind of nice.
Oh, yeah, it's really, and it's funny. I mean, it's really, really nice. So is that how you all create music? Like somebody starts and then other people just add stuff? Or tell me about your all's creative process, how music comes together for you all. Or does somebody write stuff and then you follow that?
Yeah, it kind of varies. Like, it's everyone this time has kind of come to the table with a little bit of their own kind of song or something or
uh-huh.
of that nature, and we all kind of of course improvise and add in our own voice into that song. But yeah, it's most of the actual songs definitely have their own writer and have a voice of their own to that. Specific person.
Yeah. How long have you been playing the dulcimer?
Oh, wow. I actually don't play the dulcimer. I just do on there. I play other instruments, but the dulcimer is just kind of a, I don't even know how it came about. I don't even know. We had one in the
choir.
Beautiful. So, I mean, that just tells me how musically inclined all of you are, because that's so much fun. So how do you get the inspiration for your music? Because you all have such a variety of different styles.
Well, this is Roger. Well, I would say that really at its basis are music, it comes from our own spiritual walk. We all have our own kind of practices that we do. We have our own points of view. We have our own things that we're going through, and those are the things that we write about.
That's great. So all right, well let's hear another song. I just love this music. Get Past It. Tell us, before we play that, tell us a little bit about what is that about.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you to Brendan.
For sure.
Okay.
After my first shamanic ceremony, a song came to me the next morning. And
wow.
I guess I had a pretty profound experience, just kind of like getting past the fact that, my name is just something I keep while I'm here in this body. You know what I mean? Like, just like realizing these really deep, profound things and how we kind of have to get past our, some of the things that we get hung up on, like our skin color, our names, with the religion somebody practices or anything like that. And just, being
right.
able to sit with each other, no matter what, somebody believes or, anything like that. But it was just a profound experience for me that the song came from, I guess.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's hear Get Past It.
For sure.
Get past the pain. Keep past the snowy lips. Get past the tropical ice. Another
to say. It's hard to say if I was even prepared. Another kind of plane. We're staying in for a ceremonial evening. Healing things we didn't even know were there. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. If I was even prepared.
Wow. Tell me, I know that you all, in your intro, consider yourselves pagan shamanic practitioners. Tell our listeners, tell me a little bit about what that means for each of you all. What does that mean?
Well,
or a little bit about your own spiritual journey.
Yeah, definitely. I come from the Philippines, so my background really is from my grandmother, who introduced me to the concept of spirits, concept of like the spirits of forest, spirit of plants, and just being thankful and being in connection with the land. So that's always been a practice that I kept for myself, and had grown even more when I was introduced to Circle Sanctuary by Crow. And you know, at that time, I didn't really know what the word pagan or even in my earlier years, you know, the word shaman, because that's not
right.
a word that we use where I come from. You know, for I come from, like, Hilot means healer, or Babaylan means like a spiritual person. But and I met Roger and Trish first through a ceremony, and they had asked me to kind of also introduce ceremony and a little bit of mentorship to the kids, and that's become a central part of our reunion and meeting. And just learning from those experiences, and each person has had their own personal experiences and their own journey as well. Trish,
hi, this is Trish.
Hi,
wow.
Trish.
hi. You know, I was sitting here kind of thinking about this, and it's neat. I went through a lot of childhood trauma, like a lot of us, and I was in my late 40s, early 50s, still feeling like I had a lot of stuff that I needed to deal with, and I had tried all kinds of things, and we were introduced to Jay in our first ceremonies, and to be honest with you, I was able to get super vulnerable and to really look at things and to be honest with myself, and Jay and Crow have been a great friendship for us, just a safe place. And they introduced us to the pagan community a couple of years ago. And what I found out was that everybody there pretty much felt the same way that I did about everything. I feel like a family member there. I feel like I fit in, you know, and that I'm respected and cared about. And I love the things that I see the pagan community doing. And so kind of combining that, and I personally use meditation. So, you know, everybody has their own little things that they do to help themselves be the best person they can be, right?
Absolutely. And I find it so interesting, and it's funny when I get feedback from our listeners, because everybody practices so differently, people find that really interesting to see what different people of practice and a little bit. And I feel the same way when I go, especially PSG. You know, when you get there, they say welcome home because it feels like you're family. Even though you may not know somebody, it feels like you're family.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It feels like there's a place for absolutely everyone there, and they will be accepted and loved and held with open arms. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
This is Hannah, by the way.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi. I'll say from my point of view, something that going to Jay's Gong Washes has really helped me with is getting more in touch with my animals that are somehow attached to me in my psyche. I actually have been in dreams since I was a child, and going through some of my spiritual work sort of brought that to the forefront. And I've been able to realize how my personality in ways are like certain animals, and how I can interact and see the animals and other people and the connection of nature within all of us as humans do. It's been a really beautiful journey.
Oh, wow. That's great. Thanks for sharing.
This is Sean now. Hello.
Hi, Sean.
For me personally, I guess it's not anything too serious or complicated. It's really just like looking around and just like seeing it, you know, like the whole way that everything just kind of like works together, you know, and just like recognizing that and being observant, taking a step behind yourself and like realizing it's not really you.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
This is Crow. My spiritual journey began when I was 15. I've been practicing pagan of some flavor for about 15 years now, and it's all been, you know, swirling together for the last 10 years. Like, you start out doing one thing, like meditation or music or ritual, and eventually you reach a point where if you follow each thread, you find that they all weave together and that everything is actually part of the same thing, and that all of your practices is actually, or, you know, one path up the same mountain. So.
All right, this is Brendan.
Hi, Brendan.
For me, I guess like my journey started when I was pretty young. I have always had some kind of, it always seems some kind of, you know, spirit thing going on with me. I've always I was really into just like being in a fantasy world, essentially. You know, I was always interested in like fighting dragons and things like that. And so I guess for me, there's always been like a dragon to chase and to catch. And I guess you can say I get closer and closer every day. it's just a fun game to play with yourself.
This is Randy again. For me, the idea of at least ceremony, like my idea of ceremony growing up, I definitely was not of what it actually is, you know what I mean? You get this image of Indians dancing around a fire and whatnot. But when I actually, met Jay and actually experienced ceremony, you know, it's something that it really can't be explained. It shows you something in parts of yourself, and that's just, you can get there other ways, but, you know, ceremony is definitely a way to open your eyes, and once you see it, you really can't unsee it.
Thank you.
This is Roger. I know for me, my journey started a long time ago in Christianity, and I was very deeply involved in it. I was a worship leader and a youth pastor. Went to Bible college and all those things, but you know, I started asking questions, and as I started to ask questions, my consciousness of spirituality and the different paths towards what I think is ultimately the same goal became clear, and my views widened and my practices widened, And I view myself as just someone who wants to evolve and just be the best person that I can be. And spirituality, spirits, have been a deep part of my life. And I've always had this kind of angst my whole life, and it's been this journey of to learn how to release it and to let it go and to let it be and to love myself for who I am.
Thank you.
That's us.
Thank you so much for sharing. Yes, and I've had the benefit of attending a workshop where you did some ceremony and you did some journeying, and it was really, really wonderful. Do you all teach? Do you do anything? Do you do YouTube, Facebook? Do you do any teaching yet of ceremony, of your practices?
I do. I do mostly out here in Chicago, you know, and when I come to PSU, we do some workshops. Right now, a lot of my focus are in sound and vibration therapy. I do
right.
have a workshops at the Infinity Foundation coming up, which are just a little bit of introduction into shamanism, drum trance, as well as just introducing, you know, what are the commonality of traditions from different cultures that would fall into the shamanic practices, and the word shaman being, you know, a kind of a catchphrase right now for a lot of indigenous practice.
Right.
So really what I like to say is indigenous practice of spirituality that have commonality in different cultures, and what I like to share with people is an introduction to that if they're interested, and a way for them to look within and deepen their state and learn more about themselves and their psyche.
Are you doing this? Is this in person or on Zoom, or how are you doing it?
Before COVID and the pandemic happened, I would have workshops where people can come in and they can lay down during the trance part. And right now, I believe the Infinity Foundations are streaming it through Zoom, so they're able to attend at their own, you know, comfort of their own home and safety of their own place.
Absolutely. So if someone would like to attend or get more information, do they go to your Facebook, or where can they find out about this?
They can go to our facebook.com/thundersirens. We have a Thunder Sirens Facebook. So if they just, I'll post it on there, and then people can check it out.
Okay, great. All right. Well, let's hear another song. Let's hear In the Holly Grove. So tell me about that song.
Say again?
Tell me about that song.
Say. Oh, this is Crow. I wrote that song. Well, or rather, I should say the song wrote me. I don't really write the songs. I'm just the hand that they come out of. That particular song, I was watching a friend of mine go through a particularly difficult time in their life, and I was sort of caught in, like, the, you know, that feeling of that raw emotional place of, like, watching someone go through
right.
something, and you know that, you know, you can't solve the problem for them, you know, like,
right.
They've
got to go through it themselves.
Can't walk.
Hard.
Yeah, I can't walk for you this road you're on, but I pray you get there before you're gone. You know, all I can do is hold space for you and, you know, try to be a good friend. And in that sort of sitting with that space and in that, when I was feeling that emotion in my heart, then that song just sort of popped out fully formed. You know, I wrote it line by line over the course of half a day and,
wow.
you know, it became, you know, medicine in and of itself.
So does the music come with it, or do you get the lyrics first? Or I'm always fascinated by the creative process.
Well, I actually wrote that song at PSG, and in 2018, was it? In 2018.
Huh?
And so I'm not trained, or let me put it this way. I am not an expert in other, like, instruments in the band, like my bandmates are. Like, some of them play, like, 6 instruments, and I'm like, whoa. So they will write very, you know, intricate, you know, melodies and harmonies and, like, parts for the guitar, and mine are usually very lyric heavy, so I usually get the lyrics and I get a melody. But that's, yeah. But for them, sometimes, like, a whole, like, musical arrangement thing will come through. I'm not personally, you know, that hasn't happened for me as of yet.
Oh, that. Wow. Well, we don't have much time left, and I want to get another song in. So I want to hear your agreement, and then we'll chat.
All right.
Da 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 take you somewhere out of your mind. Down in the meadow where that willow begins to shine, you're filled to see things might just be alright. And you can go on and live your life. La-di-da, la-di-da.
So tell me about that song.
This is Sean. I wrote that one. That song, as you probably, I don't know if people could tell or not, but it's, the recording itself isn't completely finished. We're going to be adding a guitar solo in that kind of like empty spot where the chorus were just playing before that saxophone solo. That song will be even better, you know, once it's done. But I kind of came around writing that song. I was actually in high school still at the time. I don't know, same thing as kind of what Crow was saying. The songs kind of write you. It's like you're kind of just like a vessel for it, just kind of comes through. But the song itself, I guess, is kind of about there's a book called Your Agreements. It kind of talks about attachment and the things that you kind of attach yourself to. They're like things that you just agree or just like, that's just what it is. That's just who you are. And then the song is just kind of like being able to move through those things and not get too caught up in them and being able to let go and be who you are and who you want to be and make the choices to live the life you want to live. But that's pretty much that one.
I will tell you something that I think is just fun. Is that your all's musical genres and your type of music is very, very broad and very and is a large variety, which is really, really fun.
Yeah, I always thought that was kind of a fun part about playing with all these guys and girls because I think we all listen to a lot of different kind of music. And we all come from like a lot of different like backgrounds. Musically, and we also all inspire each other with that music by like, you know, pushing different kinds of things like that onto each other, like getting Simon J over here to listen to fusion jazz.
Right.
You know, changes the game. But yeah, we just come from a lot of different places really when it comes to our music. Like background, I guess.
Well, and we, your listeners and fans benefit from it. So, tonight has been real exciting. And again, the if you listen to your first song, Calling Thunder, and then you listen to your last song, I mean, very, very different types of music, but both equally wonderful. So I'm very excited to see what you all as a group come up with next.
Thank you. Yeah, we were kind of laughing about that as the song was playing because we kind of noticed that in ourselves too, like how different the songs will be as time goes by as you listen to each one. It's like interesting. We're just as interested as all you are. You know, we don't know where this comes from. We're listening just like y'all are.
Yeah, it's really fun, and and people who have the gift kind of laugh it off. But I mean, it's just fascinating. I mean, it is a real gift from the gods that somebody would be able to sit down and this song is basically just channeled through them. I just think that's really, really exciting. And I'm grateful that that occurs for you all because we benefit from it. So I'm excited for you all. And again, I look forward to seeing what you all do next. So do you all get together and just jam and songs come out of it? Or do people bring songs and say, hey, I've got something, let's work on it? Or how do new songs develop?
I think it's kind of a mix. I think a lot of times it's usually a song is already kind of written by someone. And they usually just bring it in, and like within moments, literally like all of our parts kind of just fall into it, and then like it just becomes, you know. But it's usually like sometimes, you know, we all just kind of start jamming, but a lot of times the songs are more organized than that. Like someone will like kind of put it together and then just kind of bring it into the circle, and then we all just have fun with it.
Well, it's wonderful, and I'm so excited. Again, I'm so excited to see what y'all say next. Well, thank you all. This hour has flown by. I'm going to have you all back to see what you do for new stuff because I'm such a fan. I love your music. And, again, I've gotten the pleasure of meeting you all and attending your stuff in person. So I encourage everyone to check out the Facebook page. And when things come down and we do more in-person stuff, and they play somewhere, please go and see them because they're absolutely wonderful. And I'd like to thank all of you all tonight for taking time out to share your music and share yourselves with us. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Deborah. And we would like to say thank you to Circle Sanctuary for always fostering us and encouraging us, to all the community members who have donated to us. Don't worry, guys. We are working on the CD, and we will get it to you as soon as we get it done. And we're looking forward to playing PSG again. Thunder Signs out!
There you go. Hey, and besides the Thunder Sirens, I'd like to thank Dave, our sound engineer, for his technical expertise. And finally, I'd like to thank all of you out there, our listeners, for your continued support of all of our shows here on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, or CSNP. Our next Circle Talk will be Tuesday, August 1st. I look forward to seeing you again, so please come back. We'll now transition our show with a musical selection. Good night, everyone. Be safe and blessed be.
Red-winged blackbird down in the marshy eaves came down, sat and sang a song with me. Said my home is swaying and my wings are free. What a lovely thing it is to just be. He said, don't clip your feathers, don't bind your feet. You're thinking you're caged, but you have the key. Your people are so very strange, it seems. You need to come down, sit and sing a song with me. He said, all of you people just seem so crass, like you forgot what it's like to have a belly laugh. One of you once said, this too shall pass, so come down, sit and sing a song with me. Heavy burden, you expect to fly. What can I eat, watch, drink, what can I buy? I forgot to let a little love to shine inside. Red-winged blackbird down in the marsh reeds came down, sat and sang a song with me. Said my home is swaying and my wings are free. What a lovely thing it is to just see. Sing a song with me.
Network podcasts presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSN podcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.